Here's a story about getting through hard times, a little inspiration from another crisis that maybe can help you get through this one. The small eastern Caribbean island of Dominica was walloped by Hurricane Maria in 2017. It's still rebuilding. Here's how one well-known Dominican there is keeping track of her own recovery through music.
My name is Ophelia Marie, and people call me Ophelia. I am Dominica's Lady of Song.
For 40 years, Ophelia's signature sound has been cadence lipso, a fusion of calypso from Trinidad and Tobago, along with cadence dance music from Haiti. Ophelia's 1970s lament, Ai Dominique, became a kind of national anthem for the country that was first a French, then a British colony. Recently, Ophelia stood in the garden in front of the guest cottages she rents out and told us her story.
When we heard Hurricane Maria was coming, nobody took it as seriously as perhaps we should have. First it was rain, then it became wind and rain, and then the wind got very serious and took off the roofs of many of the buildings. So we were in the house and we expected to stay there. But when we saw the water just pouring into the drawing room where we were, we put our hats and our raincoats on and ran into the studio. We prayed, we sang songs, we created little chants for us to sing just to keep us going. One of them is, "It will be fine, it will be fine. It will be fine, oh, it will be fine. It will be fine, I see you dancing. It will be fine, it will be fine. Oh, it will be fine." That one hasn't been recorded, but it was something that kept us going. "It will be fine, oh, it will be fine. It will be fine, oh." At the end of the hurricane, 10 apartments we had, all of them lost their roofs. One of them was really very badly beaten, and they didn't want me to climb up to see all of the damage in the apartments because they thought I probably would cry. But I didn't cry. I said, "Okay, Maria did her work. Now it's ours." So it was really very devastated. We had work to do. We know we had to clean. It was time to assess and reassess and just get going again. It's obvious that the music had to stay because the studio stayed and nothing in the studio got disrupted, nothing. So for me, that likes to see and interpret the things that happen in my environment, I believe I just must continue. But we recorded, I think, an entire year afterwards, if not longer, because I got down. I really got down and I did not want to record those negatives. So I waited until I could crawl back up and become the smiling person that I prefer to be before I put down the songs. Energy. The one I like that keeps coming is called L'Étoile du Matin, that is, the morning star. And it brings me to the time when, after the hurricane, I came out and I said, "Okay, so Maria, you have done your work. Now let me do mine." I did more covers than my own compositions. I was in the place where, again, I was looking to sell hope, to sell unity, to sell peace. You know, you fake it till you make it. So that's kind of the kind of cover I would do. From the Bible to the Quran. Baruata Adonai is Jerusalem. I also do the French, some of the French pops, like Avec toi, je suis si bien. It's French African. and it says, with all of you, I am so fine. All of us, we all felt the rain, we all saw the wind. So we all have to respond in a positive way to make the negatives go away. So that's where I am today.
What a great repertoire. Dominica's grand dame of song there, Ophelia Marie, talking about how music helped her cope with the aftermath of Hurricane Maria in 2017. Some lessons of resilience there for all of us. She told her story to the world's Carolyn Beeler.